University Broadcast Studio. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, folks. Well, hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. It is great to have you with us today. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And, folks, we have 3 hours of great conversation coming your way, along with up-to-the-minute news coverage. Whatever's happening with the coronavirus, you're going to hear about it here on this radio program first. I can tell you at this very minute that President Trump is holding a town hall on Fox News Channel, and we're going to post a link to the video in our live show blog so you can actually watch it live on ToddStarnes.com in our live show blog. If the president makes any news, we will bring that to you. And we're going to be taking your calls as well throughout the program. I want to ask you a question, though, because this radio show is really becoming a national front porch in this virus crisis that has gripped America. Many people are stuck. Many of you are stuck in your homes right now. You really don't have any place to go. Some of you may not even have family. You're just by yourself in your home. And so this radio program is really your lifeline to the rest of the world and to what's going on out there. A chance for you to actually call and talk to somebody and for that person to speak back. That would be me, by the way. So that's why, you know, I believe this radio program is becoming so important. And I want to share some exciting news with you, because, and this is all on you. This, what I'm about to share with you, is because of you, the listeners of this radio show. And, you know, we're sort of like the little engine that could. You know, we're not part of some sort of a massive corporate conglomerate. We don't have the power of Fox News behind us anymore. We're out there on our own. Every single thing we do, we do by ourselves. And we've got, honestly, one of the best teams of people working on this radio show, working on our website that a guy could ask for. Just some great human beings. And people who are actually conservative. And that really does make a difference. You know, a lot of these people, they say they are conservative, but they're conservative in name only. I mean, many of them actually are liberals who are just earning a paycheck by pretending to be conservative. Well, that's not us. And I think that comes through when you see the writings, you see the stories, you hear our team talking on the radio, you get that we're pretty authentic. I mean, what you see is what you get. And that's an important thing. So I say all that to say thank you. This morning, we found out that there's a website called Chartable, and they rank all the podcasts in America. And out of all the news and political podcasts in America, we are ranked in the top 40, ladies and gentlemen. That is a pretty significant thing, because we're going toe-to-toe with a bunch of big folks, including the folks over at Fox News, my former bosses. But I'm here to tell you that we smoked all of them. We sure did. And that's thanks to you. And I just can't say thank you enough. If I could shake your hand, I would, but we're not allowed to. They throw me in jail these days. But I just want to say thank you. It means a lot. And I hope that every day that we sit behind this microphone and our team prepares a show, that you know that we care about you and that this is not some sort of an act. This is just who we are. I mean, for goodness sakes, Avery, the call screener, drives a pickup truck and likes to do jazz hands. You can't make that stuff up.
Yeah, it's a problem.
No, it's okay. We love you. It's character. It's character.
Okay, good. Me and Caleb are doing them right now.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. That's
it's a good replacement for the handshake, I think.
Yeah. Well, yes, it is. Yeah, I reckon so. All that to say, thank you, and we're gonna keep kicking it into high gear, and watch out, Ben Shapiro. We're coming for you. I'm just kidding. We love Ben Shapiro on this show. So look, I got a bee in my bonnet here, and this is something that is I may get a little riled up, and my apologies, but I'm riled up because of what they're doing to all of us up on Capitol Hill. Now, we know that Nancy Pelosi and the Senate Democrats have been holding up this coronavirus relief package. And many of you have been out of work. Many of you are looking for jobs. You don't know what to do. You've been laid off. You've got a mortgage payment. Maybe you got a rent payment that you got that's coming up. You don't have a lot of food and you don't know where you're going to get you don't know where you're going to get food to feed your kids. Many of you might be retired and you are relying on the revenue generated by whatever stocks, whatever 401k plan you may have. And times are getting a little tough for a lot of people. And look, we're coming up on the first of the month. Bills are due. Many of you are small business owners and you don't know if you're going to be able to stay open much longer. Some of you have already been shut down and you don't know if you're going to be able to reopen your business. You may be unemployed as well. Everybody has skin in this game. But you know who is getting a paycheck right now? Nancy Pelosi's getting a paycheck. Chuck Schumer's getting a paycheck. Mitch McConnell's getting a paycheck. They're all getting paychecks. And you know who else is getting a paycheck? Everybody that works for Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell. And right now, and again, I'm having to choose my words very carefully right now because I'm going to say some things that will get me put on a Baptist church prayer list. But right now, they're messing around with all of us. And those Democrats are holding up funding that would help you and your family. Those Democrats right now are keeping you from being able to feed your children. Those Democrats right now may be responsible for the fact that your elderly grandparents, your elderly parents may not be getting a check. And that ought to piss you off, America. It ought to piss you off. And I'm telling you, I am fired up here. Because last night I had a chance to start reading through this 1,100-page proposal that Nancy Pelosi is trying to shove down the throats of every taxpayer in America. And before I get into this, I will say this. All of us conservatives, we are good and decent and honorable people. We go to work every day. We pay our taxes. We pay our bills. We go to church on Sundays. We are active in our communities. But there comes a time in America when every God-fearing, patriotic American has to stand up and be counted. And if ever there was a time to march in the streets and to march on the U.S. Capitol, it's because of what I'm about to tell you. It's because of what these Democrats are doing to all of us. They want to spend billions and billions and billions of dollars to fund their leftist radical pet projects. And until the Republicans agree to do that, you're not going to get a penny. Your child is going to go hungry. You may not have any money to pay your rent. If you're a small business owner, you may as well just go ahead and close up shop if the Democrats had their way. So look, I was going through this thing last night, and a couple of things really stuck in my craw. Speaker Pelosi wants to fund the Kennedy Center, the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C., $35 million. $35 million. Now, what does that have to do with curing the coronavirus? What does that have to do with making sure you still have a roof over your head? Do the Democrats really believe that nothing can lift the American spirit during a global pandemic like a Broadway show choir prancing across the stage in spandex and sequins, flashing jazz hands? My apologies, Avery. And it's not even the $35 million for the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. The National Endowment of the Arts and PBS, known on this program as Public Welfare Broadcasting System, are scheduled to receive $300 million. $300 million, ladies and gentlemen, for PBS. I was reading through the bill, and by the way, all of this is on ToddStearns.com, so you can read it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Read it for yourself. $300 million. And according to Nancy Pelosi, wow, hiccup. We got to prevent and respond to the coronavirus on Sesame Street. Every hour is happy hour over at Nancy Pelosi's office. So I want somebody to tell me up on Capitol Hill, it really takes $300 million to tell a staffer to wash up before he sticks his hands up the backside of a Muppet? And that's not even the worst of it. $500 million to something called the Institute of Museum and Library Services. They want to give everybody free Wi-Fi. They want to give everybody free computers. Now, I got to tell you something here, folks. I subscribe to the Spectrum cable service here in New York City where we broadcast this radio program. And I'm here to tell you something. I guarantee you Spectrum would be more than happy to provide not only Wi-Fi, but they would even do the bundle package. Free cable and phone service, too. And I guarantee you it wouldn't cost $500 million. So what's going on here? What's really going on in America? Is this really about the coronavirus? Or is something else going on? Is something more nefarious going on? You've got the Democrat. If, in fact, this is a serious global pandemic and people are dying, you've got people out there, some Democrats, saying half the country is going to keel over at any moment. If, in fact, it is that significant of an emergency, then why are they playing political games? Why are they demanding that we fund PBS? Nobody watches PBS. Come on. Why are they doing that? If this is, in fact, is as serious as they say it is. I want to tell you something here, folks. Something doesn't smell right about all of this. Millions of people across this nation right now, unemployed. There are some estimates the unemployment rate could exceed 30%. It was only 20-25% during the Great Depression. I can't tell you how many small businesses are on the verge of economic collapse. Your kid could end up going to bed hungry. Meanwhile, thanks to the Democrats, Big Bird gets to eat filet mignon. This is where we are. Are you angry, ladies and gentlemen? Is this the line in the sand? What are we going to do about it? 844-747-8868. It is our toll-free number. We are opening up the phone lines today. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. I told you, I warned you, I was a little fired up today. It just aggravates me that these Democrats, and look, the Republicans do, they pull that same nonsense. Can we not just have a clean bill? If in fact, this is truly a national emergency, and I'm not convinced it is, and you know why? Based on the behavior of the people in Congress right now, there is no sense of urgency here. They're playing political games. If you play a political game in a national emergency, then you should immediately be forced to resign from office. That's what I'm saying here. That's why I'm really wondering what's really, really going on. All right, let's get to the phones here. California, Charles, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Brother Todd. It's such a blessing to be able to hear you through my computer here at my home so my wife and I can listen to it. You know, we've been married going on 66 years, and this morning your first comment, I was saying, amen, 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 Brother Todd. Preach it on.
Well, Charles, I appreciate you saying that, and I, you know, again, it just aggravates me because these guys are sitting up there in Washington, D.C., and they're getting a paycheck.
their staff members are getting a paycheck, but there are a lot of people out there across the country that aren't getting diddly or squat, and that's what bothers me.
You're absolutely correct, and that's been my position for a long time right now. Of course, we're here in the state, the communist state of California, where Bernie lovers are having a ball.
Well, Charles, I'm curious, how are things there in California? You guys are under sort of a statewide, we're calling it house arrest. Are you doing good?
Well, yes, we are doing good. I have a granddaughter that is going to college, and she lives with us, and she'd been doing our shopping, and of course, Trader Joe's and a couple other markets, they open up at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock for seniors, and my dear wife has gone in, and so we're well, our refrigerator is full, and we're just blessed with our family. We have a younger daughter that lives about 5 minutes from us, and she's been able to find tea paper and whatnot for us, and so our refrigerator is full, and of course we get the live screen with our pastor Jones at Cross Point Baptist in Pasadena, and then of course Brother Paul Chappell. Oh, what a wonderful program he and his wife put on.
Well, it sounds like, Charles, it sounds like you're doing pretty darn good over there. You got a full refrigerator. You got your family there, some good church sermons, and you're listening to our show. So, I mean, sounds like you're weathering the storm quite well. Charles, I hate to do this. We're going to have to let you go, but I want you to give us a call back one of these days, and thank you for listening to the program. So I want to share with you something we've done, and we've got to take a break here. We've got a guest coming up, folks. I'm telling you, when I tell you that something else weird is going on in this country, our next guest, you're gonna understand what I'm talking about. It's just an unbelievable story. But before we have to take a break, our live show blog, look, a lot of you folks lost your jobs. A lot of you have family members who lost your jobs. And what we're going to try to do on our live show blog, so if you go to toddstearns.com, we're just asking people, hey, did you lose your job? Tell us about your situation. Are you hiring somebody? There are some companies out there that are actually hiring people right now, and we want to make those connections with folks. And we're going to do that on the live show blog. You will see the Facebook posting there. We want to make it real easy for you guys. So let us know. We've got almost 100 people have already weighed in and given us their info. 844-747-8868. Are you fired up about what's happening in your nation's capital right now? What are we going to do about it, folks? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Great to have you with us today. We've got a lot going on, and we're going to be taking your calls throughout the program. 844-747-8868. This is our toll-free coronavirus-free hotline. We practice safe talk here on the Todd Stearns radio show. 844-747-8868. So I was reading this story online last night, and the more I read the story, the more enraged I became. And I reached out to our producers, and I said, we got to get this pastor on the phone. So there's a big religious liberty battle happening in Kane County, Illinois, home of Northwest Baptist Academy and Northwest Bible Baptist Church, a very large Baptist church in that community. And, of course, the governor there, who is a Democrat, has ordered that all the churches close down because of the coronavirus. And in this particular instance, the Kane County Sheriff's Department was pretty heavy-handed, so much so that, honest to goodness, folks, it looked like they were raiding the church. There were so many patrol cars there. And I'm going to let the pastor of the church tell the story. Pastor Keith Gomez joins us on the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Pastor, what an honor to have you on the show today.
It's great to be with you, Todd. Wonderful to be able to report on what's going on here. Thanks for having us.
Yes, sir. And I want you to be able to set the record straight. I know how the mainstream media does, and they don't get people of faith. I understand that. So I want you to take us back and tell us what happened and why the authorities showed up at the church.
We have a big presence here in the area, and the church is large. The school, we have K-4 through 12 religious school, Northwest Baptist Academy. We have Providence Baptist College we founded 21 years ago. And they, of course, because our governor, who feels that he wants to help our people with their health and their safety, but seems not to be too concerned with what's going on in downtown Chicago and all the bloodletting, that he would figure that he would try to do something here to stop what was going on here. I just finished a meeting with the state attorney and also the sheriff, and we have come to an agreement. But they are worried about the optics of us having as many people here on the property as we did Sunday. They came through and did car counts and try to determine how many people were in the building. What's confusing, Todd, and I want the hearers to understand, is that we had the officials here, and I'm not quite sure if they could tell us what the law is. If the law can't tell us what the law is, how can we keep the law? Because we have the executive order here. It talks about 10 per room. We have 56 rooms in our church, which would allow us 560 people to be on locale, but yet they said, please don't do that because of the optics. My question to them was, well, why is there at the gun counter at Cabela's here, standing room only, and the line running all the way out to the parking lot? Why is that different? Why is that an essential need when this country, if they ever have an essential need, is for God's people to get on their face and pray that God would stop all of this insanity that's going on? And they can't answer those questions. And so they didn't know what to say, except we have to fulfill what the governor has asked us to do.
So, Pastor, I want to go back and ask just a couple of clarifying questions. So you guys had church on Sunday, and did you guys divide people up into various groups, or were you in one large auditorium?
We were in one large auditorium, every other pew, to keep the distancing, and that's where we assembled. Todd, the word church means called out assembly, and you cannot remotely assemble because we're not assembling. So, they just didn't like that, and I understand that. And they also said that we're coming through one portal. Well, that's not true. We have several portals, but I didn't know that. Bass Pro and Cabela's and Home Depot and have multiple portals. They all come through one place, and they're claiming they're essential, but we're not. And
now, Pastor, let me ask you one other question here. So you're telling me, so you guys are inside the church, you're having your worship service. Outside in the parking lot, you're telling me that deputies were counting cars?
Yes, they're driving through counting cars and then trying to figure out how many folks were in the church and how we were not in compliance. And Monday they stopped. There were five police cars out stopping each one of my teachers, which we had already decided to remotely educate. They stopped every one of our dear young ladies and married ladies, took a picture of the license plate and gave us an informational piece of paper telling us that we're not in compliance. and or just trying to educate us on what the law was or whatever. And then now almost like we couldn't have 10 in the building, 10 people in the building. We tried to clarify just a while ago with the state's attorney. These two being a good men, they're just trying to fulfill their duties. And I told them I'm trying to fulfill mine. They're trying to obey a governor. I'm trying to obey a God. So, but I'm just saying that they told us to park in the back, hide to the optics. So it's all about optics and about them doing their job. But I've got mine to do. So,
Pastor, I want to get your reaction when you saw all of those police cars. And they were stopping your teachers, photographing their license plates. What was going through your mind as a pastor and as an American?
We're on the martial law, but they will not say it because it'll be an absolute uprising in our country. But, Todd, I'm worried about the pandemics we had in the past, and they did not shut down our economy. They did not shut down our jobs. They did not shut down our churches. There's something behind this that's bigger than what anybody really wants to admit. And we might and people call it conspiratorial. It is not conspiratorial. It is real. And if we shut down everything that we have going on, we're going to devastate this. It's going to do more harm than good. And I guess my question to everybody, it would be, why are the guns flying off the shelf and the ammunition? Right now, as I speak, I just got two reports that robbing and stealing is going on now. When people run out of food and money, they're going to seek it out. And these people are now buying guns to try to protect themselves in a free society. This is a sad day for our churches, a sad day for our country. And we're faced with some stuff that I don't think we've ever been faced with before.
No, I'm with you, Pastor. Folks, on the Newsmaker line is Pastor Keith Gomez, the church, Northwest Bible Baptist Church, Northwest Baptist Academy, Providence College, a very large presence in this Illinois community. So, Pastor, I want you to take us through. You said you had a meeting with the state's attorney and with the sheriff. Who called that meeting?
I did.
And what were your concerns, Todd, that you expressed?
I believe in looking a man in the eyeball, not a phone call necessarily, but I wanted here to be able to talk to them. The state's attorney could not come for whatever reason, but we did a phone live chat thing with the sheriff here and had good conversation. But what I was trying to get clear is, so what can we do? Because this thing is changing so fast, I can't. You know, if the speed limit's 70, but then you change the speed limit in the middle of the night and I get busted the next day, why are these laws changing by the moment? And then how are we supposed to keep up with all that's going on? Define this for us so we'll be in so-called compliance to you guys. And Todd, they couldn't really define, because that's what we ask them. If it's 10 per room and I got 56 rooms, I can have 560 people here. Please don't do that, preacher. It's optics. And I'm going, well, but man, you know, Cabela's, Bass Pro, Lowe's, Walmart, they have a lot of cars in their parking lot. It's optics there, too. I don't understand. They just said this is just a temporary, you know, we're not shutting you down. We just want you to please help us get through this.
Wait. So they're not shutting you down. What do you think? What kind of a message do you think that sends your church members and your school teachers when you've got a half a dozen patrol cars lined up? They're stopping you, taking pictures of your license plate. That is flat out intimidation right there.
No doubt about it. We told them that also. And I told him, I said, you want optics? Get the optics if your patrol cars away from here. And he said, it's done immediately. And that's what he told us, that we're not going to have that trouble anymore. If we don't assemble with that many people in one place. So to facilitate our educational part and also the so-called remote church, we're going to need more than 10 people in this building. And we will do that because, you know, it's amazing, Todd, that we can keep the cannabis stores open and the gun stores open and all that. And I'm totally Second Amendment, you know that. But if they take our First Amendment rights, they can take our Second Amendment rights. And there's something down here. If people start robbing and stealing, Todd, they will then have to declare martial law and say what they're actually doing now. And if they do that, buddy, it's going to break loose. And so there's more to it than this. And I think I think with all the Democratic situation going on, they couldn't take Trump down with the Russia collusion and then the impeachment. They now have something where they can break his economy and maybe they have a chance of getting back in. I don't know. Sounds a little bit weird, but there's a lot of stuff going on that I think is unexplainable.
Well, one of the things that concerns me, Pastor, is how quickly Americans have been willing to relinquish their civil liberties. And I think if you're a bad actor out there around the globe, you look at what's happening here and you understand how easily the American people can be swayed one way or the other.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And what I told my congregation, I said it then, and my staff this morning, that if they can do this over this, what is the next thing they're going to do where they can shut us all down forever? And well, I don't know if we'll ever recover. If this stays on, I don't know if we'll ever recover in the economic situation. And of course, like the president is saying, the cure is going to be worse than the actual disease. So
very troubling. Very troubling.
Yep, very, very troubling.
Pastor, very. Sunday, will you guys be having church? What will you guys be doing on Sunday?
I certainly want to, but they said it's shelter in place. If my people are caught outside of their home, they will be arrested. I don't want my people to be hurt, and I want to protect them from the virus for sure, but I'm not quite sure. And I asked them, I said, are they keeping something from us? Is this virus worse than anything we've ever had? Because we've never had this knee-jerk reaction with the HIV. I was remarried. My first wife died. I was remarried in 2009. Swine flu hit in 2009. There were 59 million people affected, 265,000 hospitalized, 18,000 deaths in America, 525,000 died worldwide, 1.4 billion people had issues with the virus, and nobody shut anything down. Why now? I'm not understanding all this unless there's something behind it, Todd, that we're not really understanding, but they do. I don't know. But I'm telling you, it's a strange time, sir.
Yes, it is. Well, Pastor, you have my staff's contact information. Your staff has my personal contact information. Anything goes down, I want you to give us a call. We're going to be there to let the rest of the country know. You guys are not in this by yourselves. We're standing alongside you.
Thank you so much, Todd. It's a joy to be on the program, and you stay safe, too.
All right. Pastor Keith Gomez. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand what's going on in America now? You had in Kane County, Illinois, the county sheriff stopping school teachers trying to get to the Christian school, taking photographs of their license plate, checking their IDs. You don't think that was intimidation? This is a very disturbing thing that's happening. And I suspect it's going to be happening in other cities and communities as well. What are we going to do about it, folks? What are we going to do about it? And are you concerned by what's happening in Kane County, Illinois? By the way, full disclosure, we invited the sheriff to come on this program. And the sheriff has yet to respond to our calls. And I certainly hope that the good church-going people of Northwest Bible Baptist Church are getting an apology for the way they have been treated and manhandled by their local government. 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're with Todd Starnes.
Democrats filibustering the bipartisan bill to help write. An appropriate question to ask this morning as the country waits on us. So let me give the American people a taste of the outstanding issues we woke up to this morning. Here are some of the items on the Democratic wish list over which they choose to block this legislation. Last night, tax credits for solar energy and wind energy, provisions to force employers to give special new treatment to big labor. And listen to this, new emission standards for the airlines. Are you kidding me?
It's a good question that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell asks. Are you kidding me? This is just outrageous. What the Democrats are doing here, holding up much needed funding for small businesses, for you and your families, all because they want a massive, and I mean massive, spending bill passed that includes many of their pet projects, including public broadcasting system, as well as the National Endowment for the Arts. Not to mention a whole host of other things, including an entire segment on taking care of companies that are woke. And the Democrats, you know what? They're reading this wrong. When you look at the polling numbers here, folks, the average American, in spite of what the mainstream media tells you, the average American thinks President Trump is doing a heck of a great job here. Morning Consult poll taken last week, nearly a 10-point jump in his approval rating. 53% approve of how the president is handling the coronavirus crisis. A Monmouth University poll, this was released yesterday, 50% think President Trump is doing a good job coping with the outbreak. 45% say he's doing a bad job. That same survey, his overall job approval rating up 46%. So it's very clear here. The American people think the president's doing a pretty heck of a pretty good job. And I'm glad to see this president finally saying what all of us have been talking about on this program. It's time for America to go back to work. And now here's my question for you. What happens if they come to us and say, you know what, because some of you are living in, I mean, again, this is a state-by-state issue. Some of you may be sequestered for up to 30 days. You folks in Kansas, for example, what are you going to do? Let's say that after, 14, 15 days, President Trump says everybody ought to go back to work. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to go back to work? Are you going to break your quarantine? 844-747-8868. Toll-free number, that's 844-747-8868. Coming up, Jesse Kelly, an incredible talk show host out of Houston, Texas. We're going to have a great conversation with him, plus your calls as well. ToddStarnes.com is our website. Got to check out that, folks. We'll be right back.